Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
And cello, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off on the Blackout Tips Premium Network, the official nerd show of the Blackout Who Tips. I have several guests, man. Some guys haven't been here in a while. Some guys have never been on this show. It's a special middle of the week edition, and I was able to find three people that could do the show at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. That's right. First person up is, you should be familiar with him from the Insanity Check podcast. He's half of that crew. He also has his own new spinoff show. That he does a Mr. Joseph. Is it Mr. Joseph 45?
Mr. Joseph 45 on Twitter.
That's right. And it's TBD podcast, to be determined. You can find it on the Movie Trailer Reviews, feed, but it's, H2O Kev. What's up, dog?
Hey, man. What's up? I'm trying to enjoy the best part of unemployment for the time being. And yeah, let's podcast, bro.
Hell yeah, dog. In the middle of the day. You know what I'm saying? This is how we live. This is how real niggas get down in Obama's economy. We also have another person that's been on the show a few times. It's the man Sterling, the myth, the legend, from the Gamers United podcast, but you might know him on Twitter at the Womb God. What's going on, Sterling?
Chilling, man. Just loving this Tuesday. How about yourself?
Oh, can't complain, bro. Can't complain. Getting ready to talk games with my boys. Mm-hmm. And of course, you guys should know, this man from the Black Astronauts podcast, but, he also, you know, has been on the Blackout Tips before, and, I think other fans are familiar with him because he's always in chat room and stuff. It's my man, Ashy3 Classy from the Blackout Tips, podcast. What's going on, Aaron?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Chilling, man.
This house husband life is for real, man. Man, this is what y'all do all the time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Star. I need to get with this.
Star podcast, you know, shop in the middle of the day, you know, that's how we do it. Go to yoga's block. We got a lot of articles, but we always start every show off the same way. I have to ask everybody, what you're watching, what you're playing. I will start with you, Kev, man. What you watching and what you playing, dog?
What am I watching? I'm watching all the nerd shit. I am trying to get through the first season of Arrow. I'm about halfway through that joint. Outside of that, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that's been keeping up. I'm following up with Legends of Korra when I can. My DVR keeps picking it up for me, so you know I'm trying to watch that and The Walking Dead. As far as gameplay wise, I've been hitting up Borderlands here and there. Of course, Grand Theft Auto Online, and there's a new game out that came from the same people who made the Walking Dead game called The Wolf Among Us. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it plays just like the Walking Dead game, where your choices matter and it's episodic. But it's just so much better. You're playing as the big bad wolf, and you're trying to solve these grisly murders in a fairy tale characters. Mm. It's slick as shit, dude.
Okay, yeah, I've heard about that. I was just reading a review of that, man. You know, Telltale just does great shit, man. I'm still waiting on that Walking Dead to get released. I know we still need to do the fifth part of the Playing Dead eventually.
Yeah, I think
too.
It's the last part, the DLC of it, the 400 days, which, you know what, I might have to play that today too, just to go ahead and get that out the way.
Yeah, Chris, we gotta get with Chris, get up on that. But yeah, man, I've been enjoying Legend of Korra too. I got caught up on it last Friday, and I'm all the way up to date, man. Really, Avatar is a really slept on show. And Legend of Korra, man, it just like grows on you. It's like a good blend between anime and American cartoons. I'm a big fan of that series.
Yeah, definitely.
And the thing I like about it the most is that everything seems thought through. Like, there, little shit will happen, and then like three episodes later, they'll go into an hour long backstory on some shit that you didn't even think was important. And you're like, God damn, that, you know, there's a legend behind this shit too. So yeah, y'all should check it out if you're listening to this and you're into anime or cartoons, man. You should find a way to catch up on that Avatar Legend of Korra, because it's pretty epic. Womb God, man, what you been playing, what you been watching?
Watching, I've been catching up on a lot of shit. I got a new DVR like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And this motherfucker's no joke. It records four things at one time. and has a half terabyte hard drive. So I just have shit like every.
No, that's the one. That's the one Comcast, I think, offered me.
Yep.
But I was like, you know what? I didn't feel like waiting for them to come inside my apartment to actually install it. So I got the one.
Piece of bullshit.
Yeah. I got the one like just under that with the 500 like gig hard drive, and I'm like. Yeah. Like recording HD shows, like hour long HD shows, and they're taking 2% up. I'm like,
It's bullshit because they hit me with the same shit. Like, oh well, we need to install it, and I'm like, I used to work for Comcast. I'm like, dog, you don't need to install shit. Stop lying to my soul. And of course, the nigga comes in the house, and all he does is plug the shit up and walks out, and it works. But it records everything, so I never have to worry about you know setting up some shit later in the night or whatever. So now that I'm about to go into surgery on Friday, I'm trying to clear out my DVR, and I'm now. Working from the beginning of September and up. So the last I just caught up on all of the league and How I Met Your Mother because I need to know how that shit ends. I just need to. And but I've been playing, of course, Grand Theft Auto Online, Beyond Two Souls on the PS3, which I'm not too sure about yet, and I just bought the whole BioShock series. It just got here today.
Oh okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You never sale on it, so I grabbed it.
You never played any of the BioShock before now?
No. I played Infinite.
Okay.
I played Infinite, but when BioShock 1 and 2 came out, I wasn't in the mood to play them, and I couldn't grasp how good the game was. So I just passed it over. But after, I think, back in March when Infinite came out, I believe you, me, and Kev talked about it, and you start talking about, you know, the other BioShocks and playing them with your Turtle Beaches and shit. I'm like, let me just grab them. And Gamefly ran a sale, and I bought all three of them for $30. So I had to snag them. Yeah.
Yeah, I will say to this day, the BioShock games do have the best sound design of any game I've ever played. And, I play a lot of my shit with my headphones on. But that's the only game that has successfully scared the fuck out of me with my headphones on. And it, like, to the point.
Original BioShock or?
The original one especially. The last one, Infinite, wasn't that type of game. It wasn't as scary.
Yeah.
I just recently beat that one again too, and the ending kind of makes a lot more sense to me now. Like during the second run through, and I start looking at I pay more attention to what they were actually talking about and shit. Like, yeah, that is a spectacular game series, period.
Yeah, it's extremely deep, man. Like the ending and shit. And the thing I will say about BioShock, though, and I don't know how popular an opinion this is, but I think the shooting mechanics leave a lot to be desired in some of the games, and brought the game down because, like, I'm an experienced player of first person shooters and stuff, but it was one of those games where I actually turned the difficulty down, not because the fighting was too hard, you know, as far as the villains you were fighting, but I felt their control scheme just wasn't right.
I get what you're saying too, Rock, because it has like that Halo type of feel, because you can't actually, like, you can't just press in the left trigger to automatically zoom in like you would do for like a Call of Duty type shooter. And I think that's where a lot of people kind of got a little messed up with it, because, I mean, your normal reaction when you get into a firefight in most video games is always like, all right, I got to pull up the iron sights real quick and shoot. And when you don't have that, it does kind of disrupt your entire flow, and it's hard to get used to that new scheme.
Yeah, and there's no cover mechanic for one. And then when you use, like, your powers, it's sometimes it's like real hectic using your powers, because it's like somebody will be standing in a pool of water, but you need to switch to your electricity, and then you can shock them, but then that might not kill them. That might just, you know, shock them a little bit, and then you gotta like go over and throw some bees in their face, and like it's just a lot, you know. In between this, you're like pumping yourself up with a needle every couple minutes or whatever. So it's like a kind of, I enjoyed the gameplay, don't get me wrong, which is why I beat the game. But like I said, it was a little bit weird, and I can understand if you turn the difficulty down, because the story is actually better than the gameplay at some points.
Hey, Rod, did you ever turn the hit points on?
Hit points? No, I did not. What is that?
Basically, it's like a RPG. It shows the hit points when you're shooting an enemy. Uh-huh. And if you play it on a harder level, it actually makes it a little easier.
Oh.
Because you can kind of balance it around.
Okay, I wish I knew that.
They actually had hit points and not the little bar or something?
Nah, it was actual hit points that you would fly off a person when you shot them.
Oh, see, I never even knew that either. Yeah, I just kind of watched the bar go down until they died.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know to turn it on, but when you did that, it made things a little bit easier. But also, I love the powers because the combos you could do with them. Like, that was the dopest part of the thing for me. But, yeah, the shooting mechanic was pretty terrible.
Yeah, the worst thing about the powers, though, is even as the powers level up, I still never felt like a badass. Like, it would have been better to me because, like, you pay for your power upgrades all the time. But I wanted to get to the point where if I have the wasp stinging level 3, I can tell a huge difference. And instead, it's like you can lightly annoy 7 people instead of 1. It's like, well, I don't. That's not killing anybody.
Yeah, that's why they wanted you to use those combos, because when you use, like, set 2 traps at one time, then you feel like a badass.
Yeah, I want to, like, burn a nigga to a crisp with my carry fire powers and shit. they was just like, you will lightly saute somebody and make them very upset. I'm like, nah, fuck that. But I guess while we're on it, Aaron, what have you been playing? What have you been watching, man?
Basically, I unplugged from network or from cable TV about a year ago.
Okay.
I only have internet, so I'm like behind on everything. But I've been watching Arrow. As we speak, I actually have it on pause right now. I'm right in the middle of right after the Huntress came in when she left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm like halfway through the season, I believe. And then I've been playing Wound to Tell You. We've been playing that GTA Life. Mm-hmm. And also I downloaded Wolf Among Us and have also been playing I can't remember the last one, but it's another game that's pretty good. It'll come to me in a second.
All right. Well, if it comes back, just, you know, bring it up at any point.
It's because I'm not used to this house as my life, man. I'm drinking a beer at 11:30, man.
All right. And then I've been, I've been watching Legend of Korra, but I've been playing, this game called Tales of Vesperia. It's a role playing game.
I've played that, bro.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
That series is kind of awesome in itself. Like, I think Tales of Vesperia was the first one I played, because I think that's the one, like, the main hero is the one with, like, he's like a skinny dude who wears black or whatever,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That was the first one in that series I've played, and man, that is an incredible, like, it's awesome. It has a totally different feel from most other RPGs, and man, I just dug it the last time.
Yeah, it's very funny, for one. If you ever play any Japanese RPGs, they always have like these androgynous looking male leads with long hair and, very angular faces. They look like females almost. And like when you go into the first inn and you talk to a dude, he's like, "Hey girl, what's your name?" or some shit like that. And it's like, wait a minute, are you a guy? Well, God shouldn't have long hair like that. And then, like, I came back in the same bar, like, after I completed my first mission, and dude was like, "Hey, dude, it was this chick in here last week that was looking real good. Wait a minute. It was you." Like, but, so that was kind of funny. But, it's kind of like, gets a lot of inspiration from, anime, and, I like that because, you know, it's really the perfect game for me to play after Sword Art Online, because I've been kind of feeling like I wanted something to give me that experience in a video game where I can play it and interact with the characters and level up and stuff like that. And it's really good about that.
Yes, that's the one. I just had to look it up, make sure, man. Yeah, that was an incredible game. I did not beat it. I got so close to the end, but I got like wrapped up in, okay, I got to start actually doing real life and whatnot. And I might have to rebuy this and just like, yeah, man, this game was awesome.
Yeah, I like the fighting mechanics too. They're kind of simple, but they're also like, it keeps you involved. Like, unlike a lot of turn-based RPGs, sometimes you can kind of lose a little bit of interest. This joint is like, you know, you better pay attention or somebody just gangs up on you and beats your ass, because it feels a lot like almost a 2D Street Fighter type of fighting style.
And I think they had like these like super tight combos that when you pulled them off, they were like pretty awesome with like each of the different characters.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you can combine.
This is going to be shipped Amazon Prime sometime soon. So.
Yeah, you can even combine your combos with your party members.
Yes, like, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like they'll come in, they'll drop a couple hits, and then you drop a couple. It combines up until you like blow somebody across the fucking screen. So yeah, that's what I've been playing, man. I'm really enjoying it, man.
Awesome, man.
On the video game front, I think this Friday, Arkham Origins comes out.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I already pre-ordered mine on Amazon, so I should be getting my shit delivered to the house someday Friday, sometime Friday before noon. So, that'll probably be the end of my life for a while.
Hey, Rod, on the side note, I just remembered the game. I was staring right at me. The Last of Us. God, dog.
Oh, yeah, I've been hearing great things about that.
The beginning of The Last of Us is probably the most heart-wrenching
it is, man.
15 minutes of your life.
I had to turn the joint off after that. I was like,
it's fucking real.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, is this how? So we're beginning with this? Is this not for the end? I'm almost done. Okay. I'm almost done from what people are. Okay. I know. Somebody's already ruined it for me, but I still got to play it out for myself. I know, right? And then I've been watching Naruto, like, on full tilt. And people laugh at me when I say I've been watching Naruto, but dude, it gets real.
Yeah.
Like, real, real. It's not a kid's cartoon anymore.
Yeah, Shippuden or the original Naruto series?
Shippuden.
Okay, yeah, I think we're like 100 and some episodes in. We still got a ways to go, but.
I ain't gonna ruin it for you, but it gets real.
Yeah, but that's the shit, dude. Even the first one went from like playful ass, cartoony, jokey jokes, and then like 20 some episodes you in, like, fucking teachers are dying, kids are on their own, trapped in the woods, and.
Yeah, like, right after the tuning trials, it got real.
It's like, well, like, shit went from like 0 to 10 so fast in that series. All right, let's talk about some articles, man. We got a bunch of them. Best Buy has opened up the second round of Xbox One Day One pre-orders. So, if you guys didn't order your Xbox Ones for Day One releases, you can go ahead and start doing it again now. Of course, it retails at $4.99. I'm still not gonna do it, man, even though it's tempting. I really think I'm just gonna wait, because I really am enjoying my Xbox 360, and I feel like there's so much more gameplay that I have and games that I miss. I wouldn't even have known about Tales of Vesperia if I just moved on to the Xbox One, you know? Right. So I feel like I'm just gonna keep going back, finding those hidden gems, talking to my friends about the games that they really enjoyed that I didn't get a chance to play. And I don't think I'm getting one of these on day one.
Nah, I totally agree with you. And then even if you look at the games that are even coming out for them, they don't really feel like next gen games. I think they only really look marginally better than most of the 360 games. It's not until like probably the second year of their cycle where you're really going to start seeing. That's when you're really going to start seeing developers really tapping into that system.
Can I ask what you've been looking at? Like, are you watching these videos on a shitty YouTube connection or something?
No, dog, I'm watching them in like HD and everything, and I'm like, you know what?
Well, let me dispel.
There's not going to be that much of a big difference.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you why that's wrong. It would have been right if you're going from Xbox to Xbox 360 when they were converting to a different generation. They've already been making computer games the way they're making them for the Xbox One for over 3 years. So it's not going to be a 2-year wait. Go look at Dead Rising 3.
I'm not saying it's going to be a 2-year wait. I have seen the videos for Dead Rising 3, and I'm like, you know what? You know what? There are going to be some games that do truly look next gen. I totally get that.
So which one is it? Because Dead Rising 3 looks next gen. Like, when the zombies jump on the car, they have an algorithm that puts the weight on the car to the horsepower of the car, so the car slows down. That ain't happening on the 360.
The NBA 2K 14. Is that the one that's coming out? Yeah. I saw the next gen video of that, and I was like, that does not really impress me much at all.
Yeah, it does seem like some games would have to not be ready.
I mean, of course,
because that's just the way.
Definitely next gen games, and I can say, you know, Dead Rising is up there. And I'm not, you know, I'm saying, look, there's always exceptions to every rule, but I'm just saying, like a lot of the games, especially the ones that are also coming out on the 360 as well, I don't see that much of a change in it where it's like, you know what, I really need to go get the Xbox One right now to play these games on next gen. You know what, I can probably get that same experience and same everything else while just playing it on the 360.
Well, that's what I was gonna actually say, Kev, is. And Sterling, for some, it's going to be that way, and for some, it's not. Like, that's just, like, it's not going to be all one way or all another. It's up to the individual gamers if those are the games that sway them. Because, like, me personally, I'm not a big fan of the Dead Rising series. But when I saw that trailer, I did go, okay, that's something my Xbox 360 can't do. But, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I saw it, and I was like, it's cool, but it wasn't. It wasn't the game that would have made me buy it. Maybe if, and sports games are basically ports the first year anyway. So, you know, it's not really a slight to NBA 2K14 or whatever, or Madden. Yeah. Like that's what they do. And, you know, that's every generation. Next couple years, that's when they're going to make that first, like, holy shit. But, like if I saw, NBA 2K14 and it really blew me away, that might be enough to convince me, because I love the NBA and I love that series. But I saw it and it just didn't, it just wasn't the game for me, but it definitely was a next gen game. And I see what you're saying about that, Sterling.
Yeah, like there's a couple of them, like even with like 2K, like 2K, granted, it does look better. I wouldn't say it's going to look as good as it could when they stop making it for the current generation and only focus on next gen.
Yeah.
It definitely does look better. But even that, like, for me, the sports games are secondary to me with what I want. Like Battlefield 4.
I totally get that too. I totally understand that too. But I think from the majority of what I've been seeing of stuff like that I might be interested in playing, I'm just looking like, you know what, I can wait. Like Dead Rising 3 looks incredible, but by the time I actually do go about picking up the Xbox One, it'll be cheaper for me. And you know, I'll probably enjoy it even more better. I'll enjoy it even more then, because you know what? It's saving me in my pocket too. Mm-hmm. And now I can actually go ahead and use the Xbox One. I mean, granted, the features there on the system are incredible, but it's just not, there isn't just enough to entice me to buy it day one again. And I bought quite a few systems on day one, and I can't do it this time around. So.
Yeah. I feel like this. The only game right now that I would be like on board to buying an Xbox One would be Titanfall, because that game looks ridiculous. And I know it's coming out on 360, but there is a stark, like that, when you put those next to each other, you can tell the difference. And it's like, okay, I might have to get one for there. But as of right now, that would be the only game pretty much that's going to sway me either way.
Yeah, so. I'm even thinking of not getting Titanfall for 360. Like, yeah, just wait till I get an Xbox One.
Yeah, Titanfall for 360 is a port also. Yeah. Like, where most games are reverse, like in that first year to new generation, where it's a 360 game, then they port it to the next gen. They're having a whole different company port Titanfall from the Xbox One back to work on the 360.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Sterling, was there anything else you were going to say? I thought you were going to say something else, but...
I think the reason I'm okay with getting it right now is because I made the decision a while ago not to buy any new games. Like, you know, like, they got maybe, I would say, 3 or 5 new games coming out that are straight next-gen, and then they got a lot of games that are coming out right now that are also come out on Xbox One when it comes out, like Battlefield 4 and Call of Duty Ghosts. Those games are what I'm also excited about, because Battlefield 4 is going to play like it does on the PC on the Xbox One, and that's what I'm here for. Like that, plus how amazing Forza looks and the stuff you can do with it. Even Madden 25, like the things they're going to do, play calling and stuff like that, and the cloud computing with Madden 25 has me excited for the Xbox One over everything else.
Now,
like,
Sterling,
I'm just going to skip it right now.
Hey, do you ever worry, like, if, like, say you get Xbox One and you get Call of Duty Ghosts for Xbox One? Do you ever like go, well, shit, now all my friends still have 360, so we won't be playing together? Or
I do. But also, the Xbox 360 can still hook through the Xbox One. So if I ever felt like coming back to rock with Ghosts with you guys or anything, I would just do that because I end up having both copies. Like, I'm going to get everything I get on Xbox One is digital. I'm renting everything else through Gamefly right now. So, like, I'll have Ghost on the 360 when it comes out. You know what I mean? And Battlefield when it comes out next week. But I'm just not going to buy it. It'd just be rented from Gamefly.
Okay.
And then when it comes out on Xbox One, I'm just going to purchase everything digitally and cry in my nerd tears and be happy.
That's pretty well thought through, man. I don't have that kind of commitment at this point. But, yeah, at some point I do want that Xbox One, man. Like, it's not even a... if it's a win, I just like the other benefit of waiting, I think, is and this happened to me with every console I ever bought in the first, like, you know, 6 months it was out, that getting burned on games thing that always happened to me, man. And maybe it didn't happen to anybody else, but it always happened to me. Like, I'm so skeptical of games at this point now, where I prefer for other people to get burned first and then me then I play. Cause like the game for me that did it was the demo for Rise this year at the when Xbox was like showing off their new tech and stuff. And people were going crazy because they were like, yo, it just looks so big and vast. And I was watching it like, is it me? Or is it kind of like the game plays on rails? Like the guy just walks forward, fights the next fight, walks to the next dude, fight, hits some button mashes, fights that guy. And people were like, no, man, look how good it looks. You can like do all this stuff. You can look around. I was like, I don't feel this way. And then like later it came out like, yo, it kind of is just a game on rails and a lot of quick time events to do the fighting, and but it looks great. And I was like, yeah, I feel like that's the game that I would have bought on day one, trying to be different. Trying to be different, and then got home and been like, Sterling, did you get Rise? Fuck no, man, this shit looked terrible. Oh,
like with Rise, I remember when it came out on E3, everybody was hyped, and then it came out. I think because if you were really in the looking for games before they came out, people knew about Rise. Because it was supposed to be a Kinect game, like just strictly Kinect, and then they changed it over so you could play it as they showed on E3, and they showed all those QuickTime events, and then I think maybe an hour after the QuickTime events that video got shown, the developer came out and they were like, no, you don't need the QuickTime events, but we make it there to have it easy, and I'm like, nobody heard that, so I'm probably going to rent the game. I'm more excited about the online gladiator mode than the actual game itself, though.
Yeah, because he tried to say you don't need the QuickTime events. It just enhances your score. But then I'm like,
you don't need the QuickTime events. The QuickTime events need you.
Right. But I'm like, so does that mean you can't die? Because, like, what happens if you fail a QuickTime event? Shouldn't you pay for that? It shouldn't be, like, optional. It should be like, you fucked up, nigga. You dead. Like, I don't understand how that works, but okay. But, yeah, man, you can still order them is what I want people to know, because I think a lot of people think that they're out. All right, let's talk about another story here. Sony says that in Brazil, the PS4 is going to cost $1,850. And, they think it's not.
No, that exchange rate is horrible. Wow.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, is that in, I believe, the customs fees and everything for importing them?
Yeah, like, it's 63%.
God damn.
Taxes.
Hey, real talk, though, that's how it is. One of the guys when I used to work at cell phones just not too long ago, this guy came in and bought 12 pair of Beats headphones, the big ones. And he was like, yeah, I'm about to take them over there and sell them. And he said, I can make twice as much money by doing that because it's so crazy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a gamer if you get this shit. Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Straight up.
Yeah.
2 G's? Motherfucker, you love some PlayStation.
So you could really buy you could buy 3 of those here and sell them and just be straight. Like, you'll recoup everything off one getting sold in Brazil of all 3 you bought here. Like,
yeah. I feel like only the cartel can afford these.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like I would get mugged getting off the plane, and I'd be robbed, and I'm going to get nothing from any of these. So
yeah, they're not even going to kidnap people no more. They're just going to start kidnapping PlayStations.
I got your PlayStation, son.
Yeah.
Taliban videos with them holding the controller about to break it in half.
Yeah, we have your PlayStation. But yeah, that shit was scary. Right. Yeah. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Put the PlayStation 4 down and just let it be. But do you know, if you take it, I will find your tag. I will find your PSN name, and I will find you,
and I will kill you. yeah, man. I saw that shit, and I was like, fuck that. Also, the PlayStation 4 controller almost adapted the Xbox layout. I had no idea about this. But they said, Sony considered moving the left analog stick above the direction pad to mimic the design of the Xbox 360 controller, but, decided against it at the last minute, which is kind of funny, man, because I think a lot of people have this whole, like, Sony is definitely different than Xbox and they're trying to do different strategies, but it just shows you, man, like, there's no fucking code of ethics when it comes to this gaming shit, dude. They were trying to do what they were trying to make the shit as familiar for people to switch over as possible. I think they just switched it at the last minute because they was like, it'll look too fucking obvious if we switch up this controller. People gonna really be like, well, why don't I just get a Xbox One?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the nerd rage will probably be a little high.
Woo.
Because Sony people are Sony people and they're used to their layouts and the way stuff goes. So if you change it, they would know. Somebody would tell them real quick.
Yeah, you're right. People would be like, oh, fuck you. You know, you can't be changing my controller. I've been playing this way for years. Guess what, guys? Microsoft has Windows 8.1 update, and it's out finally. It's actually out for the second time. Cause it came out last week and they had to pull it down because it didn't work.
Oh shit!
So now it's back. So.
Yeah, that was it wasn't. If I'm not mistaken, it wasn't every operating system that fucked up. It was just the Surface tablets.
Okay.
Like you know, like they got Windows 8 and then they have that Windows RT shit that nobody understands what it is.
Yeah.
Windows 8.1 RT is what got fucked up. Like it bricked your device. That's their big fuck you if you bought a Surface Pro. You shouldn't have done that shit anyway. iPads are there. Stop being stupid.
Yeah, remember, that's an iPad killer.
Yep.
That's what's killing
iPad. Top locking agents told us that the Surface was going to be the best shit ever.
Yeah.
Who went out and bought one? That's what I want to know. Like, who was like in line first? Like, excuse me.
I know a couple people that actually went out and bought that joint. They were like, yeah, it's so much better than the iPad. I was like, oh, okay.
Bless their heart.
Are they in denial?
I honestly don't know. I can't answer that question for you, man.
Yeah, I played one for a significant amount of time, and it is not better than the iPad. I will say that.
Yeah, it's just funny, too, because it's like, that's supposed to be your flagship, the Surface, and you bricking your Surfaces, dog? Like, that can't be good.
They got to get their shit together. They need to stop making Windows RT. I would just say, like, because I think what the Surface 2 is like 400 or something to go right under the iPad. Like, just get rid of the Surface and get rid of the Surface Pro. Make one device for like 700. Because the Surface Pro is the one anybody would want because it has full Windows 8. So it's a full laptop. And then you've got Windows RT, which is just Windows Phone, but slightly better with less apps. Like, they need to just bring everything together because they're fucking everything out right now for themselves.
Let's get into some movie news. Ben Kingsley apparently shot a secret project for Marvel. He said many of the people from the Iron Man 3 set were there. It's a secret Marvel project. I'm not allowed to say anymore. You're going to have to wait and see. I was with many members of the crew that were involved in Iron Man 3. It was lovely to see them again. It was great to be with this wonderful family. I think they have an enormous taste as creative artists. There's nothing lazy or gratuitous about their work, and they are on top of their game, and they're great company to keep. I wonder if it's gonna be either an appearance in another Marvel film or maybe an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cameo.
That'd be kind of dope.
See, I wouldn't even know because the way they took his character, the route they took with his character in Iron Man 3 was just like really. I mean, I think that just took everyone for a loop, and I don't know how they actually bring this guy back or bring the Mandarin back.
What if they don't bring him back, but they just show him before they knew he was a fake? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, well, Well, comic books, though, they could bring him back by just saying he was faking the whole time and he was the real head. Like, it's really not that hard to bring him back.
Man, look, I would throw something in my TV if they did that.
Yeah, it's
possible, though.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, but yeah, I have to throw something in my TV. I'm like, dog, don't do that comic book shit on my TV show.
Yeah, I kind of would like to see the character reprised in some way, shape, form, or fashion, even if it, you know, isn't serious. But I don't want to see him rocking the 10 rings and all that shit, like, because they already made him such a laughing stock in the Iron Man 3. Yeah. It would really be weird if he was the big bad for anything, but, you know, a little video cameo or something on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would be dope, so I hope they do something like that with it. But we'll see. Did you guys know, speaking of having the internet and no cable, Netflix is poised to pass HBO in paid U.S. subscribers?
Yes. Dude, I could totally believe that, yeah.
More subscribers means more good shows like Arrow. Keep them coming.
Well, Arrow's on CW, but I know what you mean. They had House of Cards. They had Arrested Development, Hemlock Grove, Orange is the New Black. They went and developed a ton of their own shows. And, you know, like Aaron was alluding to, they do go out and get, shows that they tell from the download numbers of torrents and shit, which shows they can get, like, which is why they went and got Breaking Bad, Mad Men, stuff like that, is because they're like, okay, people want to see these and they're getting them illegally anyway. If we make it easier for them by putting it on Netflix, they'll pay. So, yeah, I'm good with this, man. And hopefully at some point this means HBO maybe can either lower their price or work out a deal with Netflix and get some of that HBO content on Netflix, because that would be pretty dope, too.
Yeah.
Let's see what else you got here. Wonder Woman. There's a rumor that she could appear in the Batman Superman film, which who are they casting as Wonder Woman? Like, I still haven't heard who is on, like, any real substantial names to be Wonder Woman.
Me either.
So it's going to be interesting to see what they do.
This is what I thought they should have done. Well, this is my whole thing I thought they should have done. I'm glad they are doing it that way. Introducing Wonder Woman through someone else's movie instead of just jumping right into a Wonder Woman movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I just feel like they're pressing it so hard, man. Like, this let it cook for
because
a couple.
They see their biggest rivals doing something that most people thought was technically impossible to do with a movie or any one of these movies or with a comic book series. Like, they did it. Like, a lot of people didn't think it would be feasible to, have all these big name characters and actually have, you know, decent actors do these roles. And you know what? Marvel said, no, we can do this. And they did. And I think that's what it all is behind it.
Yeah. It's just weird to see, like, these rumors get floated out there just so casually, because it's like, you know, if it's true, I want to know who they're casting, because that makes a ton of difference. Did you guys hear about Call of Duty developer Infinity Ward suggesting that people that play their games aren't really gamers at all?
What makes them say that?
They say that the people who play Call of Duty don't play other titles for the most part. So they're not really gamers. They just play Call of Duty and that's it.
Oh, you know what? I agree with that. I totally agree. I think the majority of those Call of Duty players are just that. They don't actually go out there and play the other kind of games. Like you were just saying earlier, Found Tales of Vesperia. They're not going to go out there and really search for these other kind of gems. Nah, I kind of agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are people, look, Call of Duty's coming out every single year, just like Madden is. I mean, it's the Madden of first person shooters. I mean, there's no denying that right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And I'm even going, even to me, I think, like, I didn't finish the single player of the last Call of Duty. I have no desire to buy a Ghost right now, because it's starting to feel like, you know, it's the same thing over and over again each year. You give me a marginal improvement, or you show me something kind of cool, but yeah, it doesn't really feel like I'm getting a whole bunch. It's like, oh, here's the next one. Keep playing it. Don't spend another $60. Here we go again.
Yeah, go ahead, Sully.
It feels like it's fucked up to say, but it's kind of true, because it kind of like Call of Duty gamers now remind me of dudes back in the day that had the PS2 but only owned Madden.
It's kind of exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like that over again. Like, if you try to bring up another game to them, like, yo, you want to play A, B, and C? Well, nah, nigga, this ain't Madden. I don't fuck with that. Like, it's the same thing. Like, yo, do you want to try out Mass Effect? But it's not Call of Duty. Like, they're focused on their thing. It's fucked up to say, but it's kind of true, so.
It's like, I saw Brandon kind of ranting about this. I got
a fist bump Sterling right now.
I saw Brandon kind of ranting about this on Twitter yesterday and, like, saying how, like, disrespectful it was and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I just didn't feel like arguing with Brandon, but I was like, I kind of agree with that dude. Like, they have a substantial part of their fan base that's just like frat boy, log on, mm-hmm. you know, get online, shoot each other up, call people niggers and go home. And they don't want to play anything but, you know, Call of Duty, maybe a couple sports franchises or something, but they don't really go out and invest in other games like, you know, true gamers do. Now, of course, this does, you know, draw the distinction though, where you say a motherfucker that can play some Call of Duty and is real good, to me, that's sort of a gamer too. You know what I mean? Like, because mm-hmm. it's hard. It's not like just, well, I'm a gamer, let me just throw in Call of Duty, I can just mop up everybody. Like, there's a level of proficiency in Call of Duty that once you get there, I feel like you don't have a choice but to be called a gamer. Because you can kick anybody's ass in that shit, and it's hard to do.
Yeah, they don't play any other game, but like for Call of Duty example, if they picked up like Counter-Strike, Global Assault, or something like that, mm-hmm. they'd wreck shop at shit like that, or Battlefield, you know what I mean? But the fact that they only play Call of Duty makes people look at them like that when they would be proficient at other things also. But, right. Yeah.
They would have to actually put the amount of time they put in Call of Duty in the Battlefield though, because Call of Duty players hate Battlefield for the most part.
Yeah, it requires teamwork.
Right.
Yeah, I heard the next Battlefield is going to change that a little bit and make it a little less, for lack of a better word, boring. And there's mm-hmm. going to be a lot more like intense battles and shit. So
if that's
coming up, then I think they'll be able to actually steal some of those Call of Duty gamers if they can, you know, make it intense.
Yeah, I think what they said they're going to do is like they got a like some kind of algorithm they're running, so if there's less people on the board actually gets smaller, so there won't be like that shit in Battlefield where it's like you like a 4v4 and you gotta take a half an hour to go across the map to go find somebody, everybody be more closely packed if there's less people, so it'll always be some action with you.
Rescue robot Atlas breaks his ankle during public debut. That's right, a robot made by the company Boston Dynamics is supposed to be a rescue robot. They tried to like do a debut in front of some journalists so they could see how good it was in its first public demonstration, and it fell down and broke his ankle. So maybe
good. Boston Dynamics is Skynet, man. Did y'all see that Wildcat video?
Yeah.
Boston Dynamics is the same one that makes Big Dog, right?
Yeah, the Big Dog. Hey, the fact that it was running and did like 90-degree turns, and I just imagine putting two turrets on each side and people just having it run after people like nigga.
yeah, that shit was scary. That shit was on some Metal Gear Solid 4 shit.
Yeah, really. When Big Dog first came out, they were talking about arming it so it could get like hurt soldiers in the field and shit.
Nah, like, I'm good.
Exactly. Like, no, just send them niggas out instead. Put two turrets on them and just hear that loud ass motor and them fucking legs marching down the sand dunes.
If they unleashed that in Afghanistan, they would think the devil has come down to smite them. That shit would just come out of nowhere. They see like metal tigers coming at them shooting guns.
Nigga, they'd be like,
if I was an Afghani, I would cry and pray to Allah and just, you know,
fuck that. I'm starting to pray to Jesus. That shit comes down the hills.
Hey, nigga, they'll be like, bring back the drones. They unleashed them motherfuckers on the neighborhood.
It was coming.
Yeah.
The only scary part of that is that in the video, it fell down and got back up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, you can't even like trick it,
dude. How long before that's a horror movie? That, like, you know, somebody in Hollywood.
This is Terminator all over again.
Yeah. Someone in Hollywood was like, dog, we need to make the Big Dog movie because that shit is like, oh no, Big Dog is thinking for himself and it's gonna kill all his creators and their families. Like, that should've be good. Some good drama. But yeah, the one that broke his ankle though, way to set back your robots. Like, I know other robots are shaking their head. Like, really, nigga, you can't even walk.
Siri walking around in disgust like this nigga.
Right.
Hey, I would have been the only person in the audience like, yes, we live to fight another day.
What if it would have been making robot sounds like, ow, ow, ow. Comic-Con got in a little bit of trouble this week. We talked about it with Chris and Brandon because they went last week. But apparently, like, if you signed up for certain things at the table, they're like you log in with Twitter and you can sign up for this and get different stuff. Well, they also started using people's Twitters to mass tweet stuff about Comic-Con.
Yep.
So, gotta watch those contracts, what you sign.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was so glad I didn't do it, because like the way they did it, I believe, was like Comic-Con for the first year used RFID tags, so you didn't like scan a piece of paper or like a barcode to get in. They like scanned the tag and it signed you in and out like constantly. So that was attached to your Twitter account, stuff you got to app. Luckily, I didn't do it, so it didn't happen. But if you scanned it, and as soon as you start scanning, maybe like every 15 minutes, they send out some bullshit tweet. Like, look how much fun I'm having, yada, yada, yada. And then people started getting hits back like, oh, that's cool, you're at Comic-Con. But they figured out they never wrote those tweets and shit.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Yeah. They claim it was opt-in, but nobody remembers being asked.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like it might have been one of them just click agree moments, or
yep.
People was signing that shit like TLC was signing contracts in the 90s without looking at no details. But that's kind of really shady.
NYC sees the new Pebbles and shit.
Right. Redbox. Did you guys hear about the Redbox robber? He looted the Redbox kiosk for 2 years before being caught. It's happened in Phoenix. It took a combined operation of the Phoenix police and Redbox corporate security to finally take down a man who plundered Redbox kiosk of more than 650 movies without being caught for 2 years.
Wow.
That 2 years, and that's all he got though?
No, right. Well, they didn't say how much time he got.
No, I'm saying, like, that's how many movies you got. He only got 650? Like, each Redbox should have, like, 100 movies in there. You been doing it for 2 years?
Mm.
That's not a lot.
He must have just been taking the good ones. He's like, don't nobody want this shit. Vincent Bandon, 35, is in jail facing 49 charges of theft and trafficking stolen property. Cops say Bandon, gleefully called the Redbox robber by local media, made tens of thousands of dollars from the serial thefts. Brandon would take his disc, sell them to places like GameStop for store credit, use the store credit to buy gift cards, sell the gift cards, and then use the proceeds to buy meth.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a...
Using GameStop as a laundering service and shit.
That's a hell of a lot to some DVDs.
That's a hell of a lot for some meth. Shit.
And they say meth is the mother of invention, man.
Hey, man, the good grief, man. Like... Which, I mean, how good was that meth that he was getting, man?
It must have been that blue shit, dog.
I know, right? 99% quality.
Him and Skinny Pete must have been getting it, dog. Which is kind of smart when you think about it, because you get more store credit and attract less attention when you go that route instead of getting straight up cash. Cops said Bandon used untraceable credit cards to get disc out of the kiosk. How did he get his hands on untraceable credit cards?
Right?
That's the real question.
White people so amazing.
That was kind of crazy, man. Just wow.
Crazy is a whole nother word, bro.
Yeah. Another video game crime. At least three men burst into a play and trade last weekend in what could be described as an armed robbery. But the key detail seems to be that they set fire to the place with the employees still inside.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a very successful robbery.
Niggas on that Grand Theft Auto, dog. They own it, man. That shit should have never came out.
I remember back when I was working for GameStop, I think this was back in like 2003 or something, like one of our stores in Prince George's County, Maryland, they got someone literally like ran a truck through the store in the middle of the night and stole like a bunch of copies of like the NBA 2K or whatever that came out that year.
Mm-hmm.
next day, like, we had a bunch of people at that store trying to clean them up. And, like, you can see, they were still trying to have us, first of all, they were still trying to have us, like, operate the store as normal, like, sell video games and shit. But, GameStop is just that damn petty while we're trying to clean up all the mess. And, like, I see this dude out the corner of my eye. And, like, before I could even stop him, dude, like, snatches a bunch of NBA 2Ks and just bolts off. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Dude just ran out of a fucking window.
Yeah, GameStop was the shit for that. Like, when I used to work there, in my district, there was a string of robberies. Like, they would happen nightly. Like, two people would come in with AK-47s and tell everybody to get the fuck down on the ground. Like, the shit was real. It was funny to me because that shit wasn't going to happen to me. Like, I was too young and stupid, and I was still on that I'll die for this shit life. So I'm just watching, like, everybody, all these white people get scared. Like, well, they came in with AKs. And luckily, it never happened in my store. But it was like an employee robbing them. Like, an employee that knew the system would come in, rob everything, and then leave out the back. And GameStop, every time, was like, I don't give a fuck that you just got robbed. I don't give a fuck you just got, you know, held hostage with a gun in your face. You need to sell these games, bro.
Yeah, they are definite about real that. We had that same shit happen when I was working at the Baltimore stores. Like, string of robberies around Christmas. Like, they never hit my store, which was surprisingly, because we didn't even have a security camera in my store. So we, like, I think even at the time, we were just praying, like, yo, if they rob us, we can just say they take everything. Because, like, they ain't got no cameras in here, whatever. We never got hit at all. Hey. Every other store in the district got hit. Everyone was scared to death. And I'm just like, look, yo, someone comes in, points at me, and is like, how many Xboxes you want? I mean, shit.
Hey, since we're sharing our terrible GameStop experiences, I actually worked at GameStop not too long ago, and one of the people, they had like an Ocean's 11 crew or something, because we had an abandoned store next to ours that was getting remodeled. They came in through that wall, through the abandoned store, and cleared my store out.
Wow.
And then expected us, we had like maybe 35 games that were new games, and they were sitting there like, so about starting the store tomorrow today. I was like, yeah, what about it? They're like, yeah, we need you to open the store. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they will still have you open that store and act like nothing ever happened.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like you don't see this big hole in this wall right here. Like, I'll ring you up for that Grand Theft Auto right over here, sir.
Yeah,
you can exit through this hole.
My uncle was a manager at GameStop, man, and he used to get robbed all the time, man.
Shit.
He was in the hood. He was like, one time he just basically had to talk some dudes out of robbing him. Like, look, man, why are y'all standing by the door right now? I know y'all know we about to close. And, I forget exactly how he talked him out, but, like, he got him outside somehow and then closed the door and was like, shit, I'm never coming back to this motherfucker after tonight. But yeah, they walked in carrying gasoline, which they used to start the blaze on that Trevor Phillips. One of the employees was described as burned over his arms, legs, and torso. The owner of a nearby pizza parlor in the same strip mall suspects more than a simple robbery. Why do you rob someone when they are opening at 11 o'clock in the morning and then light the place on fire? Woodstock police said they're not releasing details of how the fire started or how specifically the owner caught fire. I'm guessing it was not spontaneous combustion, but yep.
People are sick.
Yep. Speaking of,
wow.
You need hazard pay to work at GameStop.
Seriously, yeah. Dude.
Speaking of sick people in video games, the Metro reports that Jason Martin, 41 years old from Dover, has been jailed for 7 years after chomping on a man's penis following a video game dispute earlier this year.
Nigga, what?
What? What? Why is that the first thing you think of?
Yeah, like, how do you just, like, when you're fighting, like, do you just automatically go for the dick? Like, what the fuck?
A former friend of Martin's had asked him to turn down the volume on his Xbox while playing. That's how you bite a nigga's dick, dog.
That was the level of shit he needed to hear to just, like, I gotta bite your dick off, my nigga.
Yeah.
He was probably getting whooped in 2K14 for like 7 games in a row. And he's like, I'm just gonna bite your dick. Like, what? No, nigga.
Yeah, I can see it just started over a game of Madden. You know, people get very rational about some of the shit talking, but just turn your Xbox down. You gonna bite a nigga dick, dog? A disagreement soon flared up, leading Martin to bite down on the man's penis through his pajamas like a sandwich. The victim needed stitches. Martin only has 2 teeth.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. I think I might have lost Sterling for a second, but I think we're trying to get him back. But yeah, dude, I've never lost my temper enough to bite a man's dick, man. I'll just
that's
say that.
That's never even been an option. Like, when all the years of fighting, I've never been like, man, I'm losing so bad, I'm gonna have to bite this nigga's dick. Right. Like,
with my two teeth, I'm risking my teeth. On a dude dick.
No, it's a sad day when it comes down to that, man.
Yeah.
It's a sad day.
Borderlands 2 has some new loot. $100,000 of real cash.
Oh, shit.
If you're looking for an excuse to play Borderlands 2 again, 2K Games is offering up some real life rewards for gunning down virtual targets in Borderlands 2 $100,000 loot hunt. Starting October 11th, various computer-controlled residents of the first-person shooter world on Pandora will issue out daily community goals. These challenges revolve around using specific weapons to eliminate certain enemies. Successfully completing the daily community goal will earn you one entry into the sweepstakes drawing. There is also a chance of gaining an even more powerful weapon drop if you complete every daily goal by the end of the week. Real-life prizes include PlayStation Vita handheld systems, copies of Borderlands 2 for Vita, custom Borderlands 2 Turtle Beach headsets, a custom painted Tiki PC from Falcon Northwest, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 660 Ti graphics cards.
Oh, shit.
NVIDIA Shield portable gaming units, Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition strategy guides, every 2K game release over the Steam distribution system ever until the day you die, and as the title would suggest, $100,000 worth of cash. That's $50,000 dispersed to multiple winners throughout the contest, and $50,000 for one grand prize winner. Although the real life prizes are open to legal U.S. residents only, Borderlands 2 players from all over the world can still get in on special in-game weapons. Also, if you don't happen to have a copy of Borderlands 2, like maybe you snapped the disc while rage quitting, you can still enter via postcard. If you don't know what a postcard is, ask your grandparents.
Dude, how much money do they have?
Son.
Like, dude, they have to. They're just like rolling in the Scrooge McDuck money right now. Like,
I was more surprised at how long Rob was able to read that article like that. I'm just like, damn, you have to run out of breath sooner or later, bro.
That's why I'm a professional, baby.
Hey, I'm trying to get there too.
Excuse me, I gotta go log on to Borderlands real quick.
Yeah, right. Anyway, podcast over, guys. I got some daily goals to meet. Also, no podcast tonight or for the next couple weeks. Sony has tried, well, we already knew this, but they confirmed it. Sony tried bundling all the PS4s with the camera, but they couldn't keep it at $400, so they didn't. So.
Yeah. You know what, though? Everybody's down on Sony a little bit. Like, I have both systems. I play majority of my games on my PS3 right now. Mm-hmm. And they are kind of fucking up a little bit, you know, later on down the line. Like, they came out real strong, but you starting to hear stuff. And I'm like, why didn't you just bundle it? I would have paid for it.
Yeah, I think the only reason I even have, like, anything up my craw about this shit is just because we told motherfuckers on the first couple episodes of this show, and we got hate mail and shit, and we was on Twitter getting accused of being like fanboys and all this shit. And I was like, dog, it's obvious the shit was supposed to come with this, the eye, or else, like, cause they were advertising stuff about the connectivity, like shit with the controller being motion sensor, and you were gonna be able to use for games and.
Exactly.
And then people were like, nah, man, it's about the games and the price, and Sony understands the real gamer, and Xbox is for bullshit. And then it's like, yeah, we was trying to do that too. And then everybody just act like it didn't happen. Like, motherfucker, they told you. They were trying to do it. Well, anyway, Grand Theft Auto is supposed to be given $500,000 Grand Theft Auto dollars stimulus packages this month.
I haven't got mine yet. I'm waiting for it to come in, but that's a nice little gift. That's a nice little gift they're giving that.
They delayed it a couple of days. I just went on the website a couple of days ago. They said that they had to delay it for like 2 or 3 days. Yeah. But I'm winning both ways, because the first day I was online playing Grand Theft Auto, and I still get the package. Thank you.
Given some of the recent technical issues during their first days of GTA Online, and now that things are starting to look much smoother, we are planning to provide a special stimulus package for all those who've played or will play Grand Theft Auto Online this month. We'll be dropping a cool $500,000 GTA dollars in your GTA Online bank accounts of all players this month, starting as early as next week. Don't spend it all in one place. In order to keep the current worldwide in-game economy balanced, we will provide this GTA money to the players via two deposits of $250,000. We will announce specific dates as soon as possible, but are currently hoping to be able to make the first deposit at the end of the week after we've confirmed issues causing game progress lost have been fixed. So, yeah, you need to play it online at any point during the month of October to qualify. Players will have to first install the forthcoming GTA 5 title update, which should happen, I guess it should have happened already. And they will announce at the when the deposit is made via the newswire for Rockstar. And it should automatically appear in your account, man. It's pretty sweet.
Okay, that's dope, man. Dope.
Marvel's planning a TV expansion. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been doing good in the ratings, and now they're planning on doing some more shows. Deadline is reporting Marvel is quietly putting together a package of four new live action drama series and a mini series that will be sold together to one outlet. The entire commitment is said to be for 60 episodes, which will be shopped to various video on demand and cable outlets. So possibly Netflix, Amazon, WGN America as possible candidates. So like that would be, of all those, I kind of would prefer Netflix. Because I know Netflix would probably release all the material at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would love to just be like, oh shit, you know, I can go watch 13 episodes, the whole run of, you know, what Daredevil's minute, whatever, you know. Deadline says that fillers have been sent out and Marvel's already hearing back that there's interest, though this is all the earliest stages of development. But, yeah, I'm here for it, man. I'm glad that, you know, shit is picking up for Marvel, man. Cause somebody was saying, well, do you think we're gonna get oversaturated? And I was like, of course we're gonna get oversaturated. That's what TV does. Some is successful and then everybody else tries to do the same fucking shit. But I would rather have too many comic book shows on than too many CSIs and fucking Law and Orders, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Michael Bay got attacked physically on the set of Transformers.
Good.
we at that point with Michael Bay. are we really at the point with Michael Bay where he gets beat up? We like, I'm glad he got his ass whipped.
Is this the same article about how he described these people that attacked him?
Let me see here. Michael Bay has seen more action behind the scenes of Transformers Age of Extinction than he probably hoped for. Earlier Thursday afternoon, on a Hong Kong set, the series' fourth installment, the director was attacked, according to Reuters, after two men approached Bay and his crew demanding $100,000 of Hong Kong money or $13,000 US. After speaking with the crew briefly, one of the men, reportedly brothers with the last name Mac, hit Bay in the face before three nearby police officers stepped in to help. A spokesperson for the police in Hong Kong did not believe the injuries to Bay's head were serious, as he declined to go to the hospital afterwards. The two men were arrested along with a third on assault and blackmail charges. The reported reasons for the demand was the men claimed Bay owed them money for filming in the location. MTV News reached out to the studio. Now it doesn't say what he described them as. Why? What'd he say, Kev?
I read somewhere they were like Bay. You know, it might have been an Onion article, but that shit still sounded funny. It was like, Bay described it as being like, you know, this is like World War Z-like and shit. Like, they just kept coming. You know, I'm starting to think maybe that was an Onion article I saw, but it was just hilarious to hear that shit.
Who was it that said they beat his ass with an air conditioner?
Oh, shit.
What an air conditioner, shit.
Yeah, like, that's the first report I saw everywhere, was that, like, they beat him up with an air conditioner.
Maybe it was World War Z-like.
Yeah.
Hey, Rod, just say something. Yes, we are at that point. Do you remember the monkey gold tooth hip hop Transformers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't know we were actively rooting for him to be physically assaulted. But that's fine. I'm not going to, you know, I don't have to, I won't kill him, but I don't have to save him, you know? So
right.
That's fine. Xbox One had a rumor that they were going to let you use your real name at online when it launched. And they're now dialing that back and saying you're still going to be using your screen name. And I guess my question is, why the fuck would anybody want to use their real name?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, it seems maybe I have seen the dark side of humanity a little too often, but I definitely don't need y'all niggas knowing my real name during Call of Duty. It's already dicey enough. Out there with just with black in my name, it's already dicey enough. I definitely don't want to be like, yeah, come find me and shit, Google me, find me on Facebook. I'm cool keeping a lot of these motherfuckers at arm's length, and it's cool if you just know me by my gamer tag. But yeah, I just thought that was weird that nerds would want that shit.
Well, Warcraft tried that too, and they got a big backlash over that. Because they tried to, it's attached to your account now that you had to put your real name on there, like for people to see.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I bet you to cut down on the amount of shit talking some of these motherfuckers do.
Right, right.
Like, yeah. Oh, okay, bro. Larry Smith, is that of Wilmington, North Carolina? Because I can come see you.
Right now, I'm already on your Facebook page, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what you want to do? Like, I think the only service I've seen do it with not much backlash, like get rid of usernames and doing real names, is YouTube. Uh-huh. Like, they made that shit happen with some YouTube comments, I think, last year. Because all, you know, it didn't really help shit, but, you know, they thought that maybe if they change, you know, show your real name, you won't be such a dickhead on YouTube.
Right.
But they still are, so.
Yeah.
You know those machines where you can go turn your change in and they give you, like, cash at the grocery store called Coinstar?
Mm-hmm.
Coinstar now changes, now turns change into Xbox Live cash and gold.
Nigga, what?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going a little too far there, yeah.
Like, I mean, the fact that you are going to a Coinstar and that's the only thing you can think of to get, like, you are already desperate, my good sir. There's no need for you to be going to buy some casual Xbox Gold and Live credits. That just seems like a terrible idea.
Rixty is already an established alternative payment platform for online games, and we're proud to be selected as one of the few approved Xbox Live gift card and gold membership wholesalers. By expanding our channels to non-traditional resellers such as loyalty and incentive programs, we've given these partners access to lucrative new products and consumers more convenient ways to obtain their favorite entertainment content. Xbox Live currency can be obtained in amounts ranging from $5 to $100. In addition to Xbox 360's marketplace, Xbox Live Cash can also be used in the Windows Store and on Windows Phone and Windows 8 PCs and tablets. So therefore, it's basically worthless. The thing with this is, I thought Xbox was switching over to Cash anyway.
They already did.
Yeah. Right. So why the fuck would I want? Just give me my fucking cash, man. I give you change, you give me dollar bills. The end. Why are we complicating this Coinstar transaction any further than it has to be? GameStop's 2013 Black Friday deals got leaked. I'll put it in the chat because it's so, in the Spreecast and the Skype chat because it's so much that I really couldn't even tell y'all all of them, but it's a lot of shit. Like, they selling Xbox 360s for $140. I mean, for $199 and shit and stuff like that. Call of Duty Ghost is gonna be $50 just for that one Black Friday. I'm sure all three copies will sell out. So I just don't do Black Friday, honestly, man. I'm just not good at it, so I don't do it.
You don't buy anything at all, or just
only if I do online.
Yeah, same here.
But I can't, like, the motherfuckers that's willing to, like, get up at 2 a.m., man, God bless them and good for the economy.
I can't do that no more, dog.
I just wait online, you know, like, by the time you're done eating Thanksgiving dinner, the first deals are up online. Yeah. And just sit on there, get whatever you want, and then you got Cyber Monday to do a couple days after.
Yeah.
Just grabbing shit. Like, I'm not going out to the store. I'm not fighting nobody for no game.
Dude, I despise Black Friday coming from retail, man. Like, I just got out of cell phones. You know, they told me this year, right before I quit, they said, oh, yeah, we're going to have open up at 12 o'clock. So that means I got to be at the store at 10 o'clock the day before. Nah, B. Nah.
And I swear, if maybe it's just me, but I swear it feels like the niggas that come out for Black Friday have never heard of shopping at all. It's like the concept of a store is new to them that day. Yep. It's like, you know, we still have a line for you to stand in and buy this shit. And it's like, fuck that World War Z, motherfucker. I need this game. I kill a nigga for this game. Like, what is wrong with y'all?
I still think part of it has to deal with, like, you know, because I know my mom and my grandma, they just like, you know, it's almost like a bonding experience sometimes for some people, like just to go out there and try to see if they can get those deals in person. Like, I don't know. It's maybe it's that old mm-hmm. way of thinking mentality when it comes to shopping. But I know my grandmother and my mom, they mostly only do it. They know they can get these same deals online, but they're like, well, let's see if we can get it right then and there. And, you know,
yeah, I definitely get that, man. I'm not, like I said, God bless these people because, you know, it helped the economy for people to be crazy like this, but I don't know. The shit is too crazy for me. I'm a low key type of dude. I'm the kind of dude that could have paid, say, $60. I mean, like $30 on a sale on Black Friday, and I'll specifically wait a week later and just pay $60. Cause I don't feel like dealing with a crowd and crazy shit. So
yeah,
it's just not for me.
It's too much ain't chitness in one place, man. Like yeah. You got to sprinkle that out, man. Like people turn their worst on Black Friday.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic that's the day we're supposed to be celebrating, like getting presents for Christmas and the Christmas spirit and Christmas cheer. And inevitably there will be 27 videos online by the time I wake up that morning of just niggas acting ignorant as fuck over these discounts. It's like, I kill a nigga for these shoes. I don't give a fuck. He's like, my daughter's gonna have a happy Christmas with, I gotta kill a person. He's like, I don't think this is how Santa Claus was thinking about this shit. Xbox 360 games gold promotion is extended indefinitely, y'all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
of course.
We'll be getting two free games a month in perpetuity, apparently. Halo 3 is the one that's out right now. Previously, they've had Assassin's Creed 2, Dead Rising 2, Crackdown, Fable 3, Might and Magic, Clash of Heroes. And I'll tell you guys, get these games. Even if you don't play them, get them while they're free. Delete them from your hard drive, because once you have purchased, quote unquote, the game from Xbox Live, you can re-download it at any point in time. So just get it. Like, even if you don't plan on playing it, download the shit and then just delete it from your hard drive. But at least you will have access to this game for free forever after this. And yeah, Halo 3, man, that's a pretty major title. It was a big deal when it came out. So
yeah, I started playing it again when it came out for free. I think I got on it when it came out Tuesday for us or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I played it the day after. There was still 10,000 people online, like for the boost of it. Like, it was amazing.
Mm. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got a full season pickup.
Yes.
Yep. I'm a fan of the show, man. It's weird because people keep hitting me up to tell me if they're a fan or not and like how much they're a fan and all that. I don't care. I like it. That's as deep as I'm going to get with that shit. I like the show a lot. If you don't like it, you don't got to tell me. Twitter will be selling movie tickets through Fandango.
Huh. Okay. I guess so.
I guess it makes it more convenient, but.
Yeah, you know how people live tweet shows and all this stuff, and you're like, oh, man, I really want to see this movie. Well, now Twitter is going to put a button where it'll say see it in your feed whenever someone talks about a TV show, movie, or sporting event. If you click on it, depending on your cable provider and subscriptions, that event will just come on. In the case of movies, it'll link to Fandango, and you can read more details. Well, okay. As in the case with any deal like this, it'll start small, only working with Universal properties and on Comcast cable systems. But if it proves successful, it'll likely expand out. I kind of like this because, especially the see it option for TV, because this happens to me a lot where I'll see somebody being like, oh my God, this is the craziest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. Hashtag They Live. And I'm like, where can I go to see this? And, you know, I hate being that guy to be like, oh, excuse me, I know you're watching something. What channel would that be on, perhaps, so I can watch it too? You know, it would be way doper if it just said, see it. I click on it, and it's like, Scandal is on Channel 9 or ABC or whatever. So,
yep. I would love for him to do this with anime. Like, because a lot of those titles, I'm just can't process all at one time.
Yeah.
They just had an anime button that was like, see this. I click on it. Yep.
Yeah, take you to Crunchyroll or some shit. That would be dope. That would be so dope. But I know I could have got people to watch some shit too, because like, there's no excuse for everybody to be catching up on Arrow in season two. Like, they would have been. I know a ton of people would have clicked that see it button if they saw my live tweets last year when I was like, this nigga got shot again. It's like, what happened? The Ant-Man film is down to a short list. They're talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt or Paul Rudd. I heard Joseph Gordon-Levitt has already pulled out. So possibly Paul Rudd is Ant-Man. Ant-Man isn't that major of a character for me to really care that much about the casting, but I just hope they do make it a good movie and it's not, you know, watered down.
Ant-Man, yeah, I understand.
It had some dark stuff that went on in the comic book. I wonder if they're going to bring that out. Like, the spouse abuse and all that.
I don't think so.
That should be interesting.
Ant-Man is, I feel bad for that dude. Cause during the Ultimates rewrite, he caught all the shit stories.
He did.
Good grief.
Unfortunately, yeah, he did.
He was damn near a bad guy, man. Like, he was insecure. His the motherfucker was like domestically violent. Captain America stole his girl, whooped his ass. He got kicked off the team.
What was that shit when he was like, yeah, we were double crossing the evil Avengers the entire time? And Captain America's like, yeah, right, okay. They still put that motherfucker back in jail anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
dude, that dude caught an L in that fucking, the Ultimates rewrite did him so dirty, man. I almost hope the movie just leaves some of that shit alone so he can like prosper.
Let him prosper just a little bit.
Just a little. Can he win once in a while, man? The good news is Edgar Wright is doing the movie. And if you guys are familiar with him, he does good shit. Yeah. So it should be great. Guillermo del Toro confirms that Pacific Rim 2 is still alive and being written right now.
Great.
Love that
movie. They deserve that second movie, man.
They really do, man. I loved it. I can't wait to see it again and see what he does with the concepts. Didn't Idris die at the end of this shit? Because I need him to come back somehow. Can we just do a prequel?
He actually did die. Yeah, he did die.
Yeah. Can we do a prequel then and just get a lot of Idris?
I think they are going to go with, like, because I've heard, like, them talking about doing, like, some kind of, like, kaiju, like, hybrids and with Jaegers and shit. So I think they're going to move forward. Yeah, Idris was, like, the toughest black man ever on the screen. I have to watch that movie again while I get ready for work tonight or something. Because, like, yo, because I think someone, who told me that whole scene with him and
Charlie Hunnam?
Oh, Charlie Hunnam was ad-libbed.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Between those two was ad-libbed.
Because the surprise on that white man's face could only happen in real time.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie Hunnam not that good an actor. And his face looked like, is this nigga about to hit me for real? Like, yeah, that shit got tense for a second. He's like, rule number one, don't touch me. Rule number two, don't touch me. I was like, oh, shit, he about to punch this nigga on set. But yeah, I fucks with Pacific Rim, man. So hopefully they bring in another good black actor to play some, you know, a different part or something. Get some Clarence Williams III action or something.
Oh, shit. have him be the voice of the fucking Jaegers and shit.
This ain't no kaiju.
I don't know if you did or not, Rob, but you can add me to that list. I mean, I laugh my ass off. Even following the play, dog. Yeah, you can add me to that list.
You talking about the blind football player?
Yes,
it is. Hey, yeah. The first thing I wake up in the morning, I see that boy ain't shit. Yeah. I watched it twice.
Yeah, I wasn't even gonna bring it up on the Nerd Off, man. It's not really nerd related, but yeah, check my Twitter timeline.
Nothing's wrong if it's funny.
check my Twitter timeline. Batman Begins. Oh wait, director Alan Taylor cites Batman Begins as his inspiration for the Terminator reboot. They're rebooting the Terminator. I didn't know this. It's supposed to be in 2015. I am not trying to be that guy, but I'm really going to need them to convince me that this is necessary. Because Terminator is really one of the few movies that stands up over the time. Like, I just saw the Carrie remake and I thought it was great. Even, you know, I enjoyed it more than the original film. But, Terminator, it was rated R when it came out. And for anybody that watched it, the shit really holds up well. Like, even special effects wise, it still holds up because they didn't try
to. I think so too. I watched it recently as well, and I was just like, man, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
pretty
and awesome. They did, because you know why? Because with the special effects in that movie, they didn't try to like push the envelope. They were like, let's do effects that we know we can get right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're going to be able to, you know, who are you going to get to cast as the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator dude? He was kind of the perfect guy at the time. I don't know, man. I hope it can be good, but like the fact that they're talking about a Batman Begins remake type of deal, it's like, oh.
Is it just going to be him going down the assembly line or something?
Yeah, what do they think it's going to be?
I bet it's all about John Connor. I bet Terminator's only in there like, a half a minute, like that's what you know. I believe they're gonna do. I hope not though.
If it's a Terminator reboot, I mean, well, you're right. They could take it anyway. It could be about John Connor, but I was thinking it would have to be about Reese because that was the dude that came back first, Kyle Reese, and you know, fathered John Connor, which. If you think about, you know what, I'm not going to start talking about timelines.
Yeah, let's not start talking about timelines, dog. I was about to start going in with you, too, but I was like, no, step away.
We'll be here for 2 hours talking about Terminator like, time paradox.
Talking about, like, paradoxes and shit. Like, that's one thing, like, I hate when people, and it's funny as shit, but I love talking about it.
Right.
When people talk about time travel in any kind of movie, video game, or something that I've seen, I can't help but just want to sit here and just like start talking about the paradoxes and why certain things couldn't happen. Yeah, let's just go.
Terminator. Yeah,
that was going to take a very nerdy turn.
Yeah, and Terminator is one of the few that didn't give a fuck. Like, they was one of the few to be like, actually, fuck it, man. He's alive because he sent his father back. You're like, what? How could those two things happen? You know? Like, do you know why Terminators exist? Because the Terminator came back in time and left a piece of himself and somebody discovered it. Like, but how did he get what? Okay.
I don't understand that logic.
Right. You know, the most unbelievable part of Terminator, obviously, is that a black man invented the Terminator. It's like, what? No way. A nigga invent better police. That's impossible. No nigga would do that.
Yo, I forgot all about that part of Terminator 2.
I did too.
I'm gonna make indestructible police officers that have no mercy. Like, we already got those in Florida. Don't do it.
I will say though, I am all for it if they put droid sentinel, whatever it's called, that runs after people. I'm all for it if they start starring that.
You mean Big Dog?
Big Dog. Yeah, they put Big Dog in and I'm all in.
Yeah, they put Terminator Big Dog on there, man. People are going to lose their mind. That engine on that shit was scary as fuck.
Motorcycle engine on the back of it running after you.
Yeah. I'm like, no parts of that shit. Avatar sequel begins shooting October 2014. So it's still a year away. This is weird because I love Avatar. I think it's one of the most. It went from, I love the movie and it really took a turn where now it's one of the more underrated movie, experiences that I've ever had because people shat on it so hard. Cause this really was a good movie and it's funny to listen to people like gush over Gravity's 3D effects. Avatar did it first, man. Yeah. Like, and Avatar didn't do it as just like, look, y'all, the moon. Avatar was like, look, y'all, giant ass Black Panther saber tubes trashing, running across through the jungle trying to kill niggas with big ass mechs. Like, That shit was more epic to me, man. No offense to Gravity, good movie, but tell me what's harder to do, create a whole fucking jungle or just be like, look, y'all, a space station. But yeah, they're gonna start shooting. The only thing I was gonna say that was kind of negative about it, I have soured on Sam Worthington so hard between the original Avatar coming out.
Rightfully so, though.
Yeah, he's made some bad movie decisions, and he can't really act. And I had all the hope in the world for this dude when I saw Avatar. After I saw Avatar, mm-hmm. and he started making movies, and I was like, "Oh no! Oh, not this
again.
One, Sam!
Not again!
Clash of the Titans 2, huh?"
Mm. Oh my God!
Gonna do it again. Think you'll get it right this time. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of Sam Worthington. So I got a little like down about the fact that he's gonna be in the movie. But hey, man, people, you know, we love Nolan, but nobody ever talks about James Cameron. James Cameron don't make bad movies either. So I fucks with him. Did you guys hear about the dude, the billionaire that wanted to make the Breaking Bad TV show? Like special, 3 episodes after the finale, he was going to pay $75 million and then release the episodes in 6-minute, intervals for 50 to 99 cents per episode.
What did he want them to film though?
Well, he didn't know. This dumbass didn't know how it was going to end.
Wow.
He was just pitching the idea like, yeah, $75 million for 3 episodes. I sell them 6 minutes an episode, 6-minute intervals for like $1 a piece. And I make all kinds of money because so many people love the show. And, they was like, yeah, dog, we kill Walt. So no,
I felt like that guy's heart broke when he heard that or something.
Yeah. You know, he was in that boardroom trying to pick up them pieces. What if we do something with Jesse? It's like, no, man, come on. He's dead, dog. Walt's dead. Can we just move on? But
Jesse's still alive. Like, look, let him go. Let him go. He's been through enough.
What about Flynn? Don't you want to know what happened with Flynn? No, we don't.
Leave Timmy alone.
Yeah.
I just imagine they all at the boardroom. Just sitting there like, no, all of them watching at the end of the season.
Right. Did you call him Timmy, by the way, Kale?
Shit.
Yeah, no, I should have called him Jimmy. My bad, man.
You son of a bitch, though. I knew exactly what you were trying to get at.
Yeah, my bad. I fucked that joke up, but it was still funny.
It was still fucked up, yes. See, yeah, you're going on the list. Definitely.
I was going on the list. Look, I laughed and I rewound and laughed again every time he misses that first block and then tries to find the rest of the blocks but can't find
it. His arms are just flailing everywhere, yo.
Dude, that really was one of the most spectacular things ever.
I really woke up to that shit and just cried and just rolled out of bed. Like, yes,
I didn't even see it till like 1:30 at night. And I ended up going to bed at like 3:30 because of that shit. I went to Twitter jail 2 times in the last like 8 hours.
Hey, it's a special place for the dude that put that music behind it, though.
Dude, I feel like I should. It's not even Twitter jail. It's Twitter hell now. I went to Twitter hell twice fucking with that video, man. Everybody going with me, though, so that's good. Let me see. I think I had one more article. Oh, no, it was just the Microsoft RT 8.1 getting pulled. So that's it for today, man. Thanks everybody for watching the show live. I appreciate y'all, man, coming out. All the people that catch the show later, make sure you catch these guys. You can check, Kev out, Movie Trailer Reviews. Look up that feed on iTunes and Stitcher. He has his podcast, TBD, To Be Determined. That he does with Mr. Joseph 45. Apparently it's gonna get really Doctor Who heavy in a bit here. Don't forget to check out Sterling, and his Gamers United podcast. Good luck with the surgery and everything too, Sterling, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt. We'll definitely be thinking about you. Follow him on Twitter. Follow Kev on Twitter. At H2O Kev, at The Wound God. And at Ashy3Classy or at BlackAstronaut1 for my man Aaron and the Black Astronauts podcast, which you can find on iTunes and Stitcher as well. Appreciate all you guys coming out and joining me with the Nerd Off, man. It was a very fun Midday Nerd Off.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, yeah, man.
Here, no doubt. I'm off the Borderlands.
Yes, sir. Yeah, let's go get this money, man. Until next time. Peace.